Now, some people would say there's only one Ken Reid, but there's actually two Ken Reids, and I want to speak to the second one. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. Am I not the first one?
Okay, Ken, in my world, as they sing sometimes at Windsor Park, there's only one Ken Reid. And Ken, that has to be our Ken. But you are also called Ken Reid, exact same spelling as well. And you're undertaking a heck of a cycle.
Absolutely, yes, I am. Yeah, I'm in the midst of a 750-mile bike ride. I started from Edinburgh on Friday, and I've cycled through Scotland so far and came across on the ferry last night, and I'm now in Belfast. And I'm going from here down to Dublin, then across the Irish Sea, back into Wales, and then through Cardiff to London. I hope to get to London in about 10 days' time. I've got to get there.
You've got to get there. You're doing all the capital cities. And
yeah.
Ken, you've a very special reason for doing it, and also a special reason for being on a tandem bike.
Absolutely. So I am blind. So I will be sitting on the back of a tandem throughout this journey. And I will be supported by a relay of pilots who will be taking me on each of the different stages of my journey. And we'll be heading down through the country. And, you know, that's great. It's a lovely experience. I have a different pilot each day. But these guys, I've never met them. So the guy who's piloting today is a chap called Philip Boyd. And he arrived at my hotel, picked me up this morning, introduced himself. And then we got on the bike and off the road. And that, to me, you know, that's one of these really great analogies for people with sight loss and how it is for people who are blind. We have to trust people all the time that they're going to look after us, take care. We rely on people for things like getting across the road or paying bills and things. So I'm trusting all these pilots that they're going to look after me and keep me safe.
Yeah, no doubt they'll know what they're at. Ken, I'm just wondering, generally for tandem riding, whether you're blind or sighted, is the boy on the back really cycle as hard as the person up front?
Of course they do, yeah. Yeah. They call the guy in the back the stoker. So we're the guy who actually puts all the power in, and the guy in the front, he's the pilot. So you know, just like an airline pilot, and a bit of Braille cream, a bit of smile, and keep the ladies happy, that sort of thing. But the guy in the back, he's doing all the hard work.
That's a great way of describing it. And you're obviously a very fit bloke to be doing this. The rest of the chaps, as I say, are staggered right across the British the British Isles. How fit are you? You're 56 years old.
It's my birthday a fortnight ago. I'm now 57. And, I've done a lot of activity over my life. Even though I've been blind for the best part of 30 years, I've done a lot of cycling. I do a lot of hill walking. I do running as well. I've done a few marathons. And I keep myself fit one way or another. And but this isn't something you just sort of say, oh, fancy riding to London tomorrow. So I've been doing quite a lot of preparation to get myself ready for this ride. Been out with my friends in the part of Scotland where I live, and doing a good bit of practicing and building up the mileage, and generally getting myself ready for it, and then planning the journey so that no day is going to be too much for a day. There's a couple of big ones, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
A couple of big ones is right. I see here what you're doing. You're of course aiding everyone involved with the RNIB while you're fundraising, but it's a heck of a ride even today to go from Belfast to Newcastle, then tomorrow from Newcastle to Carrickmacross. That's right across Ulster.
It's about 30 miles today, but it'll be 60 tomorrow.
Yeah, that Newcastle to Carrickmacross, I think, is a killer. And then Carrickmacross in County Monaghan, the whole way down to Dublin the third day. So those are good tilts. The pilot who's on today. You didn't call him a pilot. Is it a pilot? What's the
pilot's the right word, yeah.
Right, the fellow up front, the pilot, is he going the whole way to Newcastle or is he staggering that?
No, he's Philip is doing the whole of the distance to Newcastle. He's doing all 30 miles today.
Yeah, he should be able to
And then tomorrow will be a different chap, Danny.
Yeah, he should be able to do 30, no bother. But, you know, I'm putting this as diplomatically as I can, Ken. He will see the hills. Well, you know, you won't. How do you know when he's under pressure?
He'll tell me.
And,
you can feel it through the bike. So, you know, the bike will start to tip upwards and from the front. So, you know, that the kind of is getting a bit steeper because the whole angle of things changes. I can feel the pressure through the pedals. Also, they've got control of the gears. So you'll be adjusting the gears to make the pedaling right for the kind of slope that we're on. and you know, he'll look up the road and say, you know, we need to change the gear here, and I'll feel that going as well. So you sense a lot of it coming through the bike, and also it's a dialogue. So I'm a grand talker, and that's fine. But most of the people I'm riding behind, they're good talkers as well. So they'll keep passing on their messages, and they'll tell me what's going on, what sort of shape of what's the road like. But they also tell me. So I gather today we'll have the mountains more to our right. So they'll be telling me that they're there, and we'll have the sea to our left, and we'll be looking out, and they'll maybe tell me that there's ships there or stuff like that. So they give me a feel for where I'm passing through as well.
So a running commentary. Yeah. And do you have a support team, or is there just the two of you?
So today there's going to be three tandems going down. So we've picked up a couple of guys, a couple of other tandem crews in Belfast who are joining us for today's ride. And then my luggage is going in a car. It's not my car. It's not, you know, this is the luggage transport is a kind of relay service as well. So it's one person today, a different person tomorrow. And they'll pick up my luggage from my accommodation and take it on to where I'm staying the next night. And I've got some essential spare parts in the luggage as well, just in case anything should happen.
Okay, are you off and running yet, or are you heading off soon?
For today, we'll be heading off shortly. So we're at City Hall just now, and just meeting a few folk and getting things organised, and generally just enjoying the fact that it's a lovely sunny day in Belfast. And we'll soon be heading down the road.
Listen, have a great day, and fair play to you for doing every capital city can. Great effort.
If anybody sees us on the road down to Newcastle or tomorrow when we're going to Carrickmacross, then ask them to give a wee friendly toot as long as it's safe to do so, and a wave, and that'll be great. And if they feel that they would like to give us support to the RNIB services that are being funded through this, then that'll be lovely. I'm cycling 750 miles, so the easiest way to know where to look is just to search for Cycle 750, and you'll find there's a Just Giving page that's got that name, there's a Facebook page, and there's also a text to donate. So people can just search for Cycle 750, they should find us that way, and all the support that they can give would be just brilliant. Thank you.
No bother, Ken. Ken, Cycle 750, and help, of course, with the talking books, the audio library, the online services and everything that's provided by the RNIB. Ken, continued success with it. Well done. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.